know where we want to be in the league, so it's disappointing. You know, there's no point in beating around the bush or, you know, saying we've been unlucky. You know, and end up in football, you get what you deserve, and you know we've not been good enough. I mean, we've played well, played really well sometimes, but we've not taken what we really needed. You know, teams that are up the top end of the league, they're there because they deserve it. So no, overall, probably say a disappointing season.
Are there mitigating circumstances that back in the summer you lost some big players? In January, you lost your leading goal scorer. Can we hold them as mitigating circumstances to say if you take your best players out of the squad, you're not going to do as well?
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, that's a factor, but you know, at the end of the day, I still feel that we've got a strong squad here. I feel that we're every bit as strong, if not stronger now, than we were at the start of the season. You know, the bottom line is, you know, we haven't performed enough. We haven't been, I don't know what the right word is, but you know, there's been times where we've, you know, we need to grind out results. We've not done it, so no, I don't think you can look at that too much, because you know, I'm sure most of the lads will tell you, you know, we feel like our squad's strong enough. We feel like we've got enough quality. We'll be up that top half of the table.
It doesn't seem that long ago since you made your debut at Aston Villa. Maybe it does to you, but it doesn't seem that long ago to people like me who watched it. There's been 6 full-time Blackburn Rovers managers in that time, and you're heading for a 7th over the summer. What do you make of that? How can that be the case, Grant?
I don't know. I mean, that's football at times, really. You know, there's obviously not too much I can say or do about that in football, especially, you know, being at Blackburn Rovers. You learn pretty quickly that you need to focus on the things that you control, and you know, that's not who the manager is or who the manager is going to be. That's, you know, focusing on coming in every day and working hard, and you know, try to be the best player you can be, and working hard for whoever the manager is or, you know, whoever's in charge at the time. So, you know, like I say, there's not too much I can say about that. As players, you need to be professional and focus on your own job.
Paul Lambert has always been clear that how much he's rated your performances since he's been here. Are you going to miss him as manager?
No, I think so. I mean, I've since day one when he came in, I liked the way that he'd done things. You know, I liked his manner and, you know, the way he was with the players. You know, he's always honest, so it's disappointing. I mean, every time a manager's left, you know, it's been disappointing for the players. But same story again, really. You've got to be professional and, you know, keep moving forward and, you know, focus on your own job, and you know, whoever comes in, whenever they come in, you know, we'll be ready to, you know, keep working hard and fighting for the club.
Is it an unsettling period for the players at this moment in time, knowing that after Saturday's game, when you next play, pre-season friendly, whatever, you've no idea at this stage who'll be in charge?
I think so, but anything can happen at any given time. When Gary left, you know, we're just as surprised as when, you know, the gaffer here was left, said he was leaving. So that's football, and you know, you learn pretty quickly to how to deal with things like that, and you just got to focus on you know yourself, and you know, lads have got to make sure they're together and, you know, they're working hard for each other.
I'm sure you're an ambitious man. You made your debut in the Premier League. You've played a number of Premier League games. You must be so keen to get back to that level.
Of course, since we came down to the Championship, that's always been, you know, the aim, and that's always been the dream. So, you know, to, you know, we'll regroup again this summer, you know, have a bit of time off and then start working hard to prepare for next year. You know, and that's the aim again next year.
You're happy to be here, Grant? Is it still exactly the same as it's always been for you?
You know, I love this club, and, you know, that's not going to change. I've been here since I was young, and you know, every day I come in, I work as hard as I possibly can, and you know, every time I go on that pitch, I fight. You know, everything I've got for this club, you know, that'll never change. So, you know, unless I'm told otherwise, I'll keep giving 110% for this club.